In this video, I'll show you how to use the Password Strength Control Extender that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. The Password Strength Control Extender is a great way to coax your users into entering strong passwords as opposed to weak passwords. So let's go ahead and get started. Fire up Visual Web Developer. We'll say create a new website. Choose the Ajax Control Toolkit website template. And hop over into our default.aspx page. I'm going to start out here in design mode, and I'm going to enter, basically we're going to do, I'm going to demonstrate three different implementations of using the Password Strength Control Extender. So first we'll just use what's called text indicators. And to do that we're going to need a text box. So I'll add a text box, and we're going to need a label. And I'm just going to get rid of the default text values, so we want them to be empty by default. Next, I'm going to use a status bar indicators. And again, I'm going to need a text box and a label, so let's grab these and use the magic of cut and paste. And Visual Studio cleverly renames them appropriately for me. And then last, we use help indicators, which can be a little bit more verbose, to provide additional guidance to the user. So there are the three text boxes and labels that we're going to be working with. Now I'm going to go down to my Ajax Control Toolkit tab in my toolbox and find the Password Strength Control. And this just tells me there's already an instance of the Ajax Control Toolkit DLL in my bin directory. And because we're going to apply these extenders to the three different text boxes, we need three different instances of the Password Strength Extender. Now, before we go into Source View and configure all of the attributes to the Password Extender, Password Strength Extenders, I want to add a CSS file, because the Password Strength Control Extenders use CSS classes in order to provide the dynamic look and feel as they're providing feedback to the users. So I've just included the CSS file, and we're actually going to be using the classes text indicator, bar indicator, etc. So now we can go into Source View and we can start to configure our Password Strength Extenders. So first we need to specify what the target control ID for each is. So here we'll say target control ID, text box 1, and each one of the control extenders is going to need a target control ID, so I'll just cut and paste and map them to the appropriate controls. So extender 1 will map to text box 1, extender 2 to text box 2, etc. Next, we'll specify what the display position will be, and the display position will be the right side. Next, we'll specify that the strength indicator type will be text. Now we can provide some information about the password that we want to be entered. So the preferred password length, we really want 10 characters. Right? So that's our password preference. We can add a prefix to the messages that are going to be displayed. So we'll call that strength. Now we're going to add some descriptions to show the user about the strength. So this attribute is text strength descriptions, and this is just a list of strings separated by semicolons. So we'll say very poor, weak, average, strong, and excellent. And just for fun, we'll spell excellent correctly. Next, We have a couple of other attributes that we can set. So let's look at the minimum numeric characters, and we'll let this one be fairly weak. Minimum numeric characters 0, minimum symbol characters 0. But one of the things that you're getting here is that you can provide really a lot of complexity in terms of what you require the user to input into the password box based on whatever the needs of your application are. Next, we're going to specify where we want the help status to get placed. So we're going to provide the ID of the label control, which in our case is just label 1. And then we're going to add a CSS class that can be applied. And in our case, we're going to use text indicator text box 1. And next, the last thing that we're going to do is we're going to say requires upper and lower characters. And in this case, we'll set that to false too. So the rules for this first text box field are just that it has to be 10 characters in length. Now let's configure the second one. This one we'll make just a little bit more complex. Also, we'll set the display position equal to the right side, and in this case, we'll specify a strength indicator type, but instead of text, this time we'll use a bar indicator. So we'll provide a little more graphically visual indicator to the user. Now we can add a couple of CSS classes. We'll specify a bar indicator CSS class and a bar border CSS class. And we'll choose bar indicator. And bar border. Okay. Now we can specify some information about the password that we're going to require. We'll say the preferred length is still equal to 10. We want to use that prefix again. And let's use the same strength description. So let me cut and paste that. There we go. Oops, sorry. There we go. So we use the same descriptions, but now let's make this version a little bit stronger. So let's say minimum number of numeric characters. We're going to require at least 1, and minimum number of symbol characters. Let's also require at least 1. We have to specify where the help status is going to go. So that's going to be label 2. And last, let's specify that we're going to require both lower and uppercase characters to be entered in that text box. So here, this second implementation is going to be a little bit stronger. And then here in the third implementation, we'll get even a little bit more enthusiastic about the strength that we're going to require. In this case, let's add our CSS class for the text box. And we'll use text indicator 3. Display position again, we'll put it on the we'll put it on the right side. The strength indicator type is going to be text again. And now, so let's say the preferred password length is, let's make it 20. So this, in this in this iteration of using the password strength extender, we're going to get more aggressive about the security of the passwords. Minimum number of characters, let's up that to 2. Also, minimum number of symbol characters, let's up that to 2 as well. Our help status label is going to be label 3. Now we're going to add a help handle. Help handle position is going to be below right. And we're going to also going to add a help handle CSS class. And it's going to be text indicator text box handle. And now we're going to add some text strength descriptions. So let's see. And these are going to equate to some policy specifiers that we're going to use. So before we do that, let's add the text prefix. Prefix text equals. That's going to be meets policy. All right, so meets policy. Not at all. Very low compliance. Low compliance. Average compliance. Good compliance. High compliance. Fully complies. And we want to make sure that we use upper and lowercase characters. So let's have a quick look at that, make sure we haven't forgotten anything. Run its server, target control, CSS class indicator, display position is right side, strength indicator, text, length is 20, minimum numeric 2, minimum symbols 2, help status is label 3. We specified indicator type, okay. Now we just need to add the reference to our style sheet file. There we go. So now let's go ahead and run our application. So remember in our first text box we were going to require just 10 characters. That was all we were going to need. So notice it's giving us the strength indicator and telling us how many characters we need left. Strength, average, strong, excellent. So here, these are the strength is the prefix we specified, and the strong, excellent, average, etc. Those were the text indicators that we specified. Now, if we look at the second one, we said this one was going to use a status bar. So notice that it's telling us what we need to enter: 7 more characters, 1 number, 1 symbol, and we're getting the bar indicator as we get closer and closer to the kind of password strength that's necessary. All right, so there we go, fully compliant. Last, help indicators. So notice meets policy, not at all. 19 more characters, 2 and 2. And as we continue to type, it tells us what our compliance is. High compliance. fully compliant. And that's it. So this is a great way to help coax your user into providing strong passwords simply by using text boxes and the password strength control extender and the parameters to the control extender that meet the needs of your application security. And it's just that easy using the password strength extender that ships with the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit.